Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yes, it is 6:10. Courtney, Walmart Jeff, hanging out with you on a thirsty Thursday.
Nice.
I'm a little parched this morning. I'm not sure why.
Same.
Are you really? Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. I gotta keep sipping on my Dunkin'.
Yeah.
It is time for the three things you need to know today. I think everybody's talking about the weather. I already have food in the fridge that's going to go on the grill today, Walmart Jeff.
You're grilling today?
Of course I am. Why wouldn't you? It's going to be 70s, mid-70s, and sunny.
When it gets this warm this early in the year, I love how people think it's like a field day. It is 70 degrees. It's not like
whatever.
90.
I put all my deck furniture out. I'm going to grill, and I'm sure tomorrow there'll be a foot of snow, and I don't care.
Yeah.
The weather today, beautiful, rain clearing out, sunny skies, temps in the 70s this afternoon.
All right.
I've got sausage, I've got chicken, and I'm going to throw it all on the grill, Walmart Jeff. You're more than welcome to come over to my house in Windsor and have a little snack.
I got a lot of stuff going on.
And I apologize to my neighbors in Windsor early, just because I don't know. I might have a few cocktails and crank the tunes as well on the deck today.
Why not?
The second thing you need to know, and the three things you need to know today, University of Hartford is hosting 6 separate commencement ceremonies for the classes of 2020 and 2021 at the Excel Center in May.
Oh, nice.
Which is kind of cool. If you didn't get to walk, now's your chance. School officials and graduates from those classes will participate in ceremonies Saturday, May 15th, and Sunday, the 16th. They're going to have ceremonies at 8:30 in the morning, 2 p.m., and 7:30 p.m.
That's pretty cool that they're doing something for the class of 2020.
I love it because, you know, if you were a senior and you didn't get to walk, it's very disappointing. But now you get to walk.
Nice.
And the third thing you need to know and the three things you need to know today is that Connecticut ranks number 3 in COVID vaccine distribution nationwide.
Really?
This is throughout the nation. We are number 3. We're cranking it out. We're near the top of the list for that. But we're also near the top of the list for a new growing hotspot for variants.
Really?
Apparently, there's some variants that made their way from New York into Connecticut now, COVID variants.
It's always New York. It really is.
There's a lot of them. There's some in Brazil, the UK, South Africa. So you never know where it's coming from, Walmart Jeff, but they say these two came from New York.
All right.
The good news is they're saying the vaccines work well against these current variants. So don't worry about it. Just if you're signed up to get the shot, go through with it, get the shot. Everything's going to be okay.
Awesome.
There you go. Those are the three things you need to know this morning. Oh, boy. 6:25. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. It is Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, Walmart Jeff. What a beautiful day in store. I cannot wait for this rain to clear out and the sun to shine. Temperatures in the 70s today. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, and the big talk is the vaccine. Everyone's talking about it.
You can't get away from it. Oh, my God. No. Last night was a fight in my house. I'm just saying.
Why? What happened?
All right, I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
Well, today is the big day for me.
Oh, really?
I'm freaking out. I'm getting the vaccine. If a nurse could call me and put me at ease, or pharmacist, I'd be happy. And then Mr. Automotive doesn't want to get it. So that means half our house is going to be vaccinated. I don't know if people are having this problem within their own households where some want to get it and some don't. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow, a house divided.
It is. Our house is divided right now. And I'm freaking out because I'm scared. I'm just going to be honest. I know a lot of people that had it and there's no problem, but I'm afraid. Today at 11:45, say a prayer for me.
You know what you should do? Is you should have your dog make the final decision.
I should. He's smart.
With Mr. Automotive getting the shot. Because doesn't he have his own house, Mr. Automotive?
He does. He lives with me, but he still owns a house. And if I told him, I said, dude, if you just want to go there so I can go out to a bar and have a cocktail with my friends and not infect you, maybe you should move into your own home.
So people are willing to pay $500 or more to jump the line to get the vaccine.
My girlfriend told me that the other day. Like, people are selling their spots.
Yeah, and now here's what people are willing to give up.
You can't do that. You can't sell your spot.
Just to get the shot.
What?
I'll start at the bottom of the list. Having sex was low on the list, but it still made the list.
Okay.
People are willing to give up sex to get the shot.
All right.
Taking recreational drugs is kind of high on the list, if you ask me. What?
You don't have to give up anything. You just have to make an appointment.
No, you got
to
wait your turn. I can't get it.
I know, but what you want, you want it right now.
I would love it right now. I'd love to go out to a restaurant or a hotel or travel and stuff like that. People are willing to give up fast food. to get the vaccine.
Uh-huh.
People are willing to give up drinking coffee, watching sports. Netflix number two on the list.
Not Tito's. Don't even tell me alcohol's number one.
And the number one thing people would give up just to get the COVID-19 vaccination, alcohol.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, when I read alcohol was the number one thing, I was like, I'll wait until the middle of April to get my shot.
But your wife got her shot, and everything was fine, you said,
my
right?
wife got her shot. Everything was fine, Courtney. Okay. I mean, you're going
to
be fine.
Again, if there is a nurse that wants to call me, that would be great, because I'm scared. Anyway.
If you're calling Courtney and you're a nurse, I'd put aside like a good 2 to 3 hours. She's got a lot of questions.
I do have a lot. And you know who I'm asking? Walmart Jeff. Why? Because he used to stock the shelves down at
Walmart Pharmacy.
At the Walmart Pharmacy when he was 10. So he's answering all my questions. All right. It is 6:27. Set a reminder. Be here. We are hooking you up with money. Okay. You don't have to give up anything. We're giving you $1,400, doubling your stimulus check. It's coming up this morning at 7:10. It is time for your Hollywood Jumping In, brought to you by Community Health Center. Ed Sheeran got a little emotional when introducing a new song last night. He debuted it at a memorial service for a guy who helped him not only get his career off the ground, but he calls him his second dad.
In lockdown, I was able to have a guitar for quarantine. And, you know, I always find the best way to process stuff is to write songs, be it good news, bad news or whatever. And yeah, here's a song I finished last week.
It's called Visiting Hours. And the song is, we're going to be playing it. There's no joke. It's such a beautiful song. Ed completed a 14-day quarantine in Melbourne in order to appear and perform at the service. You can hear that new song right now on our blog. Taylor Swift is also dropping a new-ish, oldish song. Anyway, it's a song she recorded for her Fearless album, but she never released it. She says nobody's heard it. She took to Twitter saying, the song called You All Over Me, I've just revamped it with the help of Maren Morris. She says it's never been heard before, and I'm so excited. You All Over Me drops tonight at midnight, Walmart.
I'm so confused with all her new, old, new music. It's so confusing.
I think probably as a really good artist, you write a ton of songs, and you only have a handful that make it to your album, and then the rest just get put in a vault somewhere until you remember about it. And you're like, oh, wait, I kind of like that one. Yeah. Let me see if people like it now. And finally, Adam Levine showing off a giant leg tattoo. It took 3 days to complete. He says it's totally worth it. He shared several videos of the tattoo artist putting the finishing touches on a large design of ocean waves on his left leg. In fact, it goes from his ankle all the way up to his upper thigh. Sorry. I saw that. I'm like, wow, you can check that out right now, or you might be able to check it out in person, because we are letting you win your way into an exclusive hangout session with Maroon 5, and you can ask to see that leg tattoo if you want. Just play Ticket Tag to Win. It's coming up this morning at 8:40.
Somebody needs to take computer away. Oh, God.
All the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is 6:50. It's going to be a beautiful day for most. Except for me, because today I get my shot and I'm scared. Anyway, sunny temperatures in the mid-70s. It is time for good news. If you've got good news, call and share with us. Maybe you're expecting a baby. 860-247-957. Or maybe you had a baby yesterday, because we had a listener call us.
Oh, yeah, that's
because
her
sister was actively in labor, and that was her good news. I'd love for her to call again. Hey, I've got good news. My good news is Coach Gino for the women's UConn basketball team is back at it. He flew to Texas. I've got the best video ever, and it's the girls' basketball team meeting him at the airport, and they are just hugging him, and they're all screaming, and he's just awesome. So he had to quarantine for, 2 weeks? He had he actually contracted COVID-19 5 days after his second shot. But anyway, he is now fully recovered and he is with the ladies. They are in Texas. They play Saturday. They play Iowa on Saturday. And it's such a great video.
It is a good video. And it's funny the difference between men and women. When, like, the men's coach, if he had to go away and come back, the men would be like, all right, coach is back.
The coach is back. Hey, buddy.
And then the ladies are, like, jumping on him. They're cheering. They're happy. He's here.
Didn't he look like he didn't know what to do? Like, oh, my God, I don't know what to do. They're messing up his hair. But it is such a great video.
Yeah.
He is back with the girls in Texas. You can see that video at kiss957.com/Courtney. That's my good news. What's your good news, Walmart, Jeff?
Chick-fil-A is reading my diary, because now they've come up with a new milkshake. It's a butterscotch crumble milkshake.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be at select restaurants. They say it pairs well with waffle fries.
Oh.
Now, I don't know about you, Courtney, but the best part about going to Wendy's is getting the Frosty and then a large fry and then dipping the fries in the Frosty.
What? Ew.
What?
Yeah.
Did you just ew me?
I did. I ewed you. But you know the Chick-fil-A one with the waffle fries, and you said it's a maple one? Is it maple?
No, it's butterscotch crumble.
See, I can see that because the whole chicken and waffle thing.
Yeah.
So you stick that waffle fry in there and a little bite of chicken, and that might be good.
Either way, dipping your fries in the milkshake or the Frosty is the best thing. So look out for this at Chick-fil-A. It's going to be hitting Connecticut very soon.
Oh, I love it. All right. Anyway, Walmart Jeff, and why is there always such a long line at Chick-fil-A? Always. Doesn't matter when you go.
That is a good sign because that means the food is good.
The one in Enfield literally wraps around the parking lot. Hey, if you've got good news, call us 860-247-9570. Let's get some good news. It is Kiss 95.7. Erica in Madison is on the line. Do you have good news, Erica?
Oh, yes, I have good news.
Oh, boy. Tell me.
I got engaged after 8 years.
Oh, my God.
Wow, yeah.
Oh, my God. Erica, how was the proposal? Tell me about it.
It was really unexpected. Yeah. Like, it was really simple. We bought a house a couple of years ago, and he did it kind of, I got home from work, and I was totally, you know, kind of caught off guard by it.
Yeah.
So it was really nice. It was a nice sunset. He had the windows all open, candles lit. Oh. It was really nice.
Oh, my God. I love it, Erica. That is such good news. Now, have you started planning the wedding? Or are you enjoying the engagement?
No, we've already looked at 3 venues.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Good for you.
You know, because of COVID, everything's becoming a little more loose. It's, you know, everything's hooking up quickly, we've found out. So I'm getting on that.
I love it, Erica. That is such wonderful news. Congratulations to you and your fiance.
Thank you.
Share good news just like Erica, 860-247-9570. Ooh, Walmart Jeff, it is time for Second Date Update on Kiss 95.7. Are you ready, Walmart Jeff?
I am ready.
Tyler went on a great date. He's in Portland, and he's on the line right now to tell us about this great date, Walmart Jeff.
Okay.
All right, good morning, Tyler.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Well, I hope we can help you out. I know, obviously, you know what Second Date Update is. You must have gone on a great first date. Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, so I go on a lunch date. I take her on a lunch date, and I thought that it was amazing. Like, she's super pretty, and, like, we were laughing the whole time.
Okay.
And, you know, I thought that we hit it off. And so there was no doubt in my mind that, you know, we were going to see each other again, but I hit her up and to go on a second date, and I haven't heard back.
So nothing. You've heard nothing at all since your lunch date.
Yeah. Like, she totally just ghosted me.
Tyler, my man.
And I just don't get it because that's like one of the better dates I've been on.
All right. Well, here's the deal, brother. I don't know how to say this without sounding like a jerk.
Well, you are. Then when you think that, don't say it because you will be a jerk. Don't listen to him.
No, Tyler, don't listen. It has nothing to do with you. Since like COVID and the restrictions are starting to get relaxed a little bit, there are a lot of women out there just looking for free meals.
No, there's... Okay.
And I think this is one of those classic cases where a woman was just looking for a free meal, and that's probably why you haven't heard from her. It's been over a year that these ladies have gotten free meals.
Oh, my God. Stop. Tyler, please don't listen to him. If you felt a connection, there's no denying it. You feel a connection. I mean, you guys were laughing. You said she was beautiful. I don't think that's the case.
All right.
I don't think that's the case. Tyler, this is what we're going to do. We're going to call up Paxton because her name is Paxton. That's a beautiful name.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to call up your date, Paxton, and we're just going to ask her to be honest. And if you're ready to hear what she has to say, I'll call her and just tell us about the date. And why haven't you, responded to Tyler at all? I'll ask her.
I mean, yeah, that'd be great. Like, I'd love to know. Yeah.
All right. Yep. Hold on. We're going to call Paxton. You'll be listening in. You can jump in anytime if you want to talk to her or I'll bring you in. So hold on. All right, calling up Paxton, a lunch date. So people are dating now. I want Mr. Automotive to take me out on a date.
That's
and not a drive-through, because his idea of a date is take me to a drive-through.
That's a nice time.
I don't want to go to a drive. I want to sit down. Hi, is Paxton there?
Yeah, this is her.
Hey, Paxton, this is Courtney.
Hey, what's up? It's Walmart Jeff.
We're actually calling from Kiss 95.7. You are on the radio this morning, Paxton.
Oh, okay.
right.
Hi.
Hello to all of Paxton's friends. Yeah, it's a little bit of a little bit of a shocker surprise, but you are on the radio. Paxton, if you're familiar with the show, then you know we do something called Second Date Update. And that's basically somebody goes on a first date. They have a great time. They make a connection. They reach out because they want a second date, but they don't hear anything. They get ghosted. They call us. And that's why we're calling you, Paxton.
Oh, okay.
All right. So listen, I just want you to be super duper honest. We're talking to Tyler. Tyler is the guy that took you on a date. He says he took you on a lunch date. He told us it was a great date. He said the conversation was great. He said you're super funny. You laughed a lot. He said you're beautiful. He felt a connection. He reached out to you, and you've not responded for a second date.
I mean, honestly, it was a nightmare.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it started off fine, and, you know, he's funny, and the conversation was good. But then, you know, I was telling him about how I started going back to the gym because, you know, it's COVID. I gained a couple pounds. After I said that, then he kept commenting on every little thing that I was eating.
Like what? Like, well, give me an example.
Okay, so I had fries.
Okay.
And every time I put a fry in my mouth, he was like, you're not going to lose weight eating that.
Okay. Well, then you know what? When you said that, what'd you say? The date was a nightmare? I'm going to say that's the correct adjective. Because if a guy was making fun of my weight or telling me what to eat, not to eat on a date, I'm going to have to agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, I already feel awful. Not awful, but, you know, like a little self-conscious because I gained some weight. And it's like, you're going to criticize everything I eat.
90% of the population gained a little weight in the last year. So listen, he's been listening in. I'm going to bring him in. Tyler, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you hear what she's saying? You were making fun of what she was eating and poking fun at her weight and stuff.
Hey, I'm sorry. I you know, I made the joke like for like the first joke, like about the fry, like, and you laughed. And so I thought that it was, you know, I thought that you thought it was funny, and so I just, like, kind of kept the bit going. You know, I thought that we were just having fun and, like, joking around, but I'm sorry. I didn't realize it offended you. I didn't want to do that.
Well, I mean, I laughed because it was awkward, and just for the record, probably shouldn't say stuff like that in the future. Like, that's just, I mean, you might have been joking, but that's just, it's not cool. It's not okay. Didn't make me feel good.
So Tyler, do you accept his apology at least, Paxton? It sounds like he was trying to make, or at least he thought it was funny when he first did it. And then you kind of laughed, which I would have too, because I would have known what to do. I would have had a nervous laugh. And then he just kept going with it because he thought he was making jokes and you were lying. Do you accept his apology?
I mean, yeah, I don't think he's a bad person. I think he's an idiot. But
All right. Well, you know, usually I offer a second
date. Idiot's harsh, but.
Okay. An idiot is harsh. I don't want to do any more name calling. We got it out in the open. I was going to offer a second date and pick up the tab, but I'm guessing I probably know the answer to that. Paxton, is it?
Yeah, no, thank you.
Tyler, you okay with that? You got the answers?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess we'll see you around, Paxton. And I mean, I'm glad I know, you know?
Okay. All right, well, this is awkward, and I need to hang up. But thank you guys for being honest. Paxton, thank you for being honest. And Tyler, good luck going forward.
Thank you.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, Walmart Jeff hanging out with you on a Thursday. Time for Hollywood, brought to you by Community Health Center. Britney Spears has taken steps to make co-conservator Jodie Montgomery her permanent sole conservator. In a petition this week, Britney's legal team, #FreeBritney, requested that Jodie serve as permanent conservator over Britney's person and that her dad, Jamie Spears, step down immediately, although that keeps her dad as co-conservator of her estate, like her money. She just, I think, doesn't want her dad to tell her she can't go out or she can't do certain things.
I don't know. Right? I think Britney needs the help.
But maybe not her dad's
help. Maybe not her dad's help.
All right. Rihanna says new music is coming soon, and I cannot wait. She's celebrating 5 years on the Billboard 200, posting the announcement on Instagram, writing, I am grateful to the Most High for putting diehard supporters in my circle. Then a fan commented on her releasing new music, where Rihanna responded, yeah, I think I should. Coming soon.
No way.
I think it's time.
Yes.
I need new music from Rihanna. I really do. And finally, Chrissy Teigen says goodbye to Twitter and deletes her account. Her last post read in part, hey, for over 10 years, you guys have been my world. She says, I consider many of you my actual friends. It's time for me to say goodbye. This no longer serves me positively. She says, my life goal is to make people happy, and the pain I feel when I don't is too much for me to bear. She says, live well, tweeters. Goodbye.
Well, that's funny, because sometimes she's very negative to people on there.
She does get into little Twitter spats back and forth, but she is, quit Twitter. If you'd like to see her final post and more on all of these stories, head over to kiss957.com/Courtney. Rit Momney, all the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 7:50. It is time for good news. Every weekday at this time, we bring you good news. I love starting my day with good news. Just makes me feel good. Tad, a bit of good news before my good news, Walmart Jeff?
Yeah.
Sunny, 70s today. Boom.
Yeah, see, I don't care about that.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to just feel the sun on my skin. It is time for good news, yes, and I've got good news. Coach Gino is back with the UConn women's basketball team. He actually had to stay away for a few weeks because he had COVID, but he's better. He's Great. Been cleared. He flew to Texas to meet with the team, and they attacked him at the airport.
Yeah, man.
It was adorable. I love this video. The girls were like crying and screaming and jumping all over him.
Yeah, that used to happen to me at the club, and I miss that. It's been so long. We need to get vaccinated, and we need to open up the clubs. Here in Hartford.
Listen, the women play again on Saturday. They're playing Iowa, and they've got Gina with them. They've been great. They had two games without their coach, Walmart Jeff, and won both of them.
That's right.
So they're glad that he's back. But if you want to see that video, it's like my favorite video of the day. You can check it out at kiss957.com/Courtney. All right, what's your good news, Walmart Jeff?
My good news is that there's going to be a new milkshake coming to Chick-fil-A. It's going to be a butterscotch crumble. It's only going to be at select restaurants right now. Then it's going to start branching out over the rest of the United States. They say that it's a perfect match for waffle fries.
All right. How about instead of a new milkshake at Chick-fil-A, you have a fourth drive-through line? Because the one in Enfield, forget it. I can't even get any food. It doesn't matter what time of day I go. It's a line that wraps around Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, but that's a good sign, though, because that means the food is good and people love it. And that's why that's my Chick-fil-A, the one in Enfield. That's the one I
put another lane in and not worry about the shake.
So, yeah, so look for look for another butterscotch crumble milkshake coming soon to Chick-fil-A.
All right, if you've got good news, of course, we'd love for you to share your good news with us. All you're going to do is call us right now, 860-247-9570. Time to get some good news. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, Courtney. It's Andrea. I got a new job, and I'm really happy and excited.
Oh, my God, Andrea. Yes. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Vernon.
Okay, and what is this new job?
It's a medical billing position up in Springfield, Mass.
Oh, fantastic.
And I'm really excited because it just fell into my lap, and I accepted it.
Oh, my God. And when do you start the new job, Andrea?
Monday.
Oh, my God. Congratulations. Nice. I'm so excited for you. It's like the first day of school, right?
Yes. And I'm not even nervous.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Congratulations. Thank you so much for sharing your good news.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. Share good news. Call us 860-247-9570. Get some good news. Good morning, Kiss. Hi, who's this?
Hi, I'm Darlena. I'm pregnant.
Oh, all right. Yes. Yeah. And do you know when
you're... Yes, my good news.
And do you know when you're due?
I am due October 18th.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. Yes. Is this your first
This is my second child.
Your second child. I love it. Now, do you know if it's a boy or a girl yet?
I'm hoping for a girl, but no, we do not know yet. We're doing a gender reveal.
Oh, I love that. Well, be careful. These gender reveals have gotten dangerous lately.
I know. I've seen a lot of videos on TikTok and other social medias, and I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah, like gender reveals gone bad.
Yeah, gone crazy.
What great news. Thank you so much for sharing it with us, and congratulations.
Thank you so much, and you guys have a great day.
Yes, you too. All right, call us. Good news, 860-247-9570.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.